Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
If you want jazz music, go to New Orleans. Bagels, New York. And for psychics, think California Psychics. You want the best, you go to the best. At California Psychics, home of free spirits and open minds, we know better than anyone what makes a good psychic. That's why we guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. All right, welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast. Broadcasting live from the Impact Power Stereo FM Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports. So if you want the type of thing that you can cruise around when you're up north, maybe through the mud, a side-by-side, perhaps. Those look like so much fun. Holy cow. You go to Impact Power Sports. That's where all the kids are going there. ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. You can shop online. You can check out an e-bike, a motorcycle, side-by-side, four-wheeler, snowmobile, zero-turn, lawnmower, if you will. List goes on and on. They support me, and I love them. So thank you so much to them. Go say hello. I love them as long as the check's cash. Kidding. They're great. Big Fraud Thursday in the books last night. It was a damn good time. Ben telling us. It's weird. Ben describing to us how badly he bombed doing comedy on Tuesday. And Linda came up with the idea, short fuse Linda, you need to run your jokes by us on a Big Fraud Thursday or Wednesday or whatever before you tell them out in public. We are your test group. And I'm like, yeah, that's a great idea. Because, I mean, I've heard Ben do stand-up because we played a couple clips from the Bomedy podcast, which featured him on stage. We were playing clips of him playing clips of him doing stand-up. I'm like, this is funny. The crowd loves you in these clips. Do that. Wash, wince, repeat. My God. I go, you got to figure out your niche. And then write. Sit down, focus, write. And it's going to start slowly, but keep writing. A lot of times these comics, they'll come up with an idea for a bit, like at the oddest times. Whatever, mowing the lawn. Stop the mower, get out the note taker, write the idea down, put it back in your pocket, and boom. Maureen says we need to go to one of Ben's shows and support him. Yeah, he needs that. He absolutely needs that. Linda with this. She says Ben succeeds when he's trying, when he's being self-deprecating. People root for him. Yeah, that's part of it. But of course, that can't be his only thing. He's got to have a couple of, directions to take it. But he's actually thinking about hanging it up. We can't have that. Next week, Wednesday now. This is good news for our very own Megan, who probably isn't even in here yet. We'll do a Big Fraud Wednesday because it turns out that Thursday does not work for Ben. So we're going to do it on Wednesday. And that actually works out better if you think about it, because if we're in here fucking around on a Thursday and kids are banging on the door for Halloween, you know, I want to trick or treat with my grandkids too. So that probably makes more sense. So we'll do it on a Wednesday. And on that Wednesday, our very own Jimmy in Portland, Maine, has made a new feature film. That's a short, actually, called Blood Moon 2. We covered Blood Moon 1 on this podcast. We're going to review Blood Moon 2 next week, Wednesday. And we're going to do a bang-up job doing it. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to clip it, all the best parts, set it up, and we're going to take you through Blood Moon. We'll also include a way for you to watch it on your own. And included with Jimmy will be the other star of Blood Moon, his cousin Paul. Ryan writes, Blood Moon 1 was tremendous. Oh, there's no doubt. We have been completely blessed to have, you know, some great filmmakers make films over the years. Scorsese, Christopher Nolan, my God, Quentin Tarantino, Jimmy. Megan says, is there a dress code? Is this the type of thing that we would all have to be in a costume? I get free beer. I would get to dress up like free beer. That would be so much fun to dress up like Freebeer. I'd have to go to like the costume shop next to, King's Room Barbershop and get one of those make you bald things that's skin tight. I'll be completely bald with a little bit of hair on it and stupid glasses. Kenny says that he'll dress up as an ugly middle-aged fat guy. Knock it off. By the way, you were not with us yesterday on a Big Fraud Thursday, and we had a lot of updates about audience members who are dating, and you would have been perfect for that. But we missed you. He writes, yesterday was a day. Oh, buddy, I'm sorry. I do have a little bit of news for today. I have to be out of town by 2 p.m. because I have to be in Detroit for Who Are These Podcasts. And I'm not yet done preparing all of the clips I need for Who Are These Podcasts. And I have some more arts and crafts that I have to do here. Basically, I've got too much to do and not enough time. So when this podcast finishes, and I don't think I'll go the full 2 hours today, I'm just letting you know in advance. Because I just don't have the time. In addition to that, on Patreon, publishing in 46 minutes will be something to listen to while I'm away. That takes us to the end of March. March 31st, 2010. I'm excited for that, to actually listen to it, because there's some great things on it. Let's see. What is on that show? Okay. While I'm away. Oh, shit. I thought I had it. I guess I don't. Well, anyway, I did set it up to be published at 10 a.m., and it will be published. But so you can check that out and have some fun with that. If you want to listen back to that time frame, that is what I'm posting as opposed to the Patreon bonus today because I am so short on time. But nevertheless, we continue on. An update on my apparent love for the disease polio. Probably my worst hour in the 7 months and 7 days that I've been on Q100. I have my own email account. About a week and a half ago, as I talked about yesterday, I got an email saying, okay, the Rotary Club is doing a charity ride despite the cold temperatures on motorcycle through the northern parts of Michigan, raising money for, sick kids or something like that. Yeah, that's a good thing. Every hour of the day, that would be the 24th, yesterday, Jocks put the lead Rotarian, like the grand poobah, he's all set, wired up, ready to talk to us for an hour about how you can help. Cheer him on from small town to small town. Drop a little money in the hat. Help the Rotarians. They're trying to end polio, which I guess the reason why it's back is because stupid people haven't gotten their kids vaccinated for polio. You know how it's been. Because morons who did not get the COVID shot are also the same stupid fucks who also insist that all vaccines are bad for your kids. And as terrible as it sounds, that has allowed diseases like polio to get started up again, which is ridiculous. Something that was eradicated like 100 years ago. Ryan says these people want their children to live in an iron fucking lung. Bunch of fucks. So the Rotarians are doing their part. Now, all I have to do yesterday is pick up the phone, call them, say Q100 with Grand Poobah. Tell us about what's going on. Well, I'm driving right underneath the Mackinac Bridge, raising money for sick, for polio to get kids polio vaccinated, whatever. You know, it's simple. It's a no-brainer. That's all I got to do. Well, the Rotarians call me yesterday right as the show's wrapping up. They go, yeah, hey, are we going to be on? I go, oh, yeah, sure. You got to call the studio after 10, and Joe Mama's going to put you on. Oh, okay. So they didn't indicate to me that they were pissed or that I had already had to put them on. That would have been wild. Instead, I hung up, and I called Joe Mama, and I said, hello, Joe. How are you? She says, I'm fine. I go, okay, hey, the Rotarians just called. They're ready for you to call them and to kick off their broadcast day of the Q100 supporting them. And there's a long pause. And she's like, well, that started at 6 a.m. I go, what are you talking about? Yeah, 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m., 9 a.m. You were supposed to have them on. And I go, I was? She goes, Eric Zane. I sent you an email. Did you not see it? I go, she immediately goes to her sent box. She pulls it up in seconds. She says, I'm going to read to you what the email says, Eric Zane. I'm like, oh, God damn it. And I go, I don't doubt it, Joe. I don't doubt that you said that. I just didn't read it. I have no excuse. I have completely fumbled the ball. And she has a long pause. She cannot believe I am such a cement head. Hey, everybody, Joe Pelez, to talk about one of my amazing partners, Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile's done it right, you know. If you're like a sucker who's trapped paying tons of money to big wireless, it's time to end that cycle. You see, with big wireless, what you see is never what you get. Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically skyrockets. I've seen this happen so many times, especially with Pooh Bear, when she breaks her phone and gets a new one. Oh, yeah, it's only going to cost me this much. And get home, and it's a complete disaster. I need, a personal loan to pay the bill. With Mint Mobile, you'll never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Okay, Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans. I do this, and you should too. My bill went from astronomical to $15 a month for my phone. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. The game is up for Big Wireless. We are on to you. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Zane. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower over 40 gig on unlimited plan, but you'll be fine. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
If you want jazz music, go to New Orleans. Bagels, New York. And for psychics, think California Psychics. You want the best, you go to the best. At California Psychics, home of free spirits and open minds, we know better than anyone what makes a good psychic. That's why we guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
And I'm like, oh, it just felt like such disappointment. I'm like, no, oh, come on. Man. Now, I have done this before, but not as with such large circumstances. Did you get my email? No, I didn't see it because I don't check too often. I just don't look at the emails. And I got into the habit of looking at them, but I fell out of the habit, apparently. I know there's important shit on there. You gotta, if I'm going to do this, I gotta do this. This is embarrassing. That ends. I hang up. After I've apologized, but I just have a feeling I'm going to hear more about this. Well, I then went about my day. And I had a full day yesterday. I podcasted all day. I took a nap. I did more podcasting at night. And kind of when I get done with the radio broadcast day at 10 a.m. or 9 a.m., that part of my day is done. So that phone call was my last contact with the radio station for the day. Because now I'm moving on to my next thing that I have to do. Kind of just the way I do it. The next time I will be checking in with the radio station, this is me yesterday, will be Friday morning. So that's today. And I get I sit down and I open up the email, and it's 20 minutes after that phone call. And the boss of the radio station is Cheryl. She sends me an email 20 minutes after that phone call. She writes, "Why didn't I hear any of the Rotarians on the radio on the insane asylum?" She sent that right after the phone call. But I've moved on. All right. And now I'm guessing Joe Mama hung up with me, marched into the boss's office and said, "This dumb fuck," and explained what happened. And then she reaches out to me, and then I don't see that email. Half an hour goes by, and she writes me again, and it says, "Eric," with a question mark. "Hello?" And I'm like, "Oh, so this is today now I'm getting all this." I'm like, "Oh boy, this is not great." So I just laid it on the line. I hit reply and I said, "I am so sorry about this. I completely dropped the ball. You have my sincerest apologies." And then that's it. Now, I'm probably not going to see the response to that until Monday when I sit down to do the insane asylum. It's just the way I do it. Now, if anything really major comes in, I'm going to miss it unless they text me. So there's that. But also, in addition to the email that I missed about polio, there was another email that I did see. And it was like a kind of like a, "Hey, we've got a big event coming up. It's another charity thing." Station's very big in charity. Linda says, "Can you get Q100 emails set up on your phone?" Probably. Very easily. But this is more fun. We got an email that said, "All right, there's a charity poker run or something like that. I'm not exactly sure what it was. And it's coming up on Sunday, December 8th at like 8 a.m. Now, I saw that and kind of went, and there's kind of like, "All right, who's going to be there? Let's get some volunteers from the radio station to be there and do some charitable goodwill." And in my brain, I was like, "Nope, I'm not doing that. It's a Sunday. It's going to be really difficult for me to get up there." So I ignored that. It's not like they were asking me directly. They were asking the group. But I didn't respond. Well, the boss who said, "You know, EZ, what about the fucking Rotarians? Why didn't you?" She then resends the one about the poker run. So this is a totally new topic and perfect opportunity for her to write this, because she wrote, "Eric, this will be a great opportunity for you to meet Q100 listeners. And this will be awesome for you." Now, because of what I've put them through with my stupidity, I immediately hit reply and went, "You betcha. I'm going to be there with bells on Sunday, December 8th. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I can't wait. Sign me up." I even put it in on the calendar. So it worked out. Mama Bear reaching out about this. Now's the perfect opportunity for me to try to correct. And it was just an oversight. I would never do anything intentional to these sweet people. I love them all very much. I guess it would make sense for me to put it on my phone, but I haven't yet done it. Anyway, I just thought I'd share that because I just feel I feel like these poor folks are like, God damn it. What have we gotten ourselves into with this imbecile? I'm not even sure what the event is, frankly, with the big poker run. It has to do with Toys for Tots. Let's see. You're receiving this email because you're on the list of local celebs who have previously participated in our Toys for Tots poker tournament. Oh, okay. I thought it was a poker run. Okay, and it's at the casino. It's at Odawa Casino in Petoskey. I'm reaching out to see if this is something you'd be interested in and participating in again. This year's tournament, Sunday, December 8th. Now, I said 8 a.m. That is incorrect. It's at 1 p.m. The rules are generally the same as last year, and most of you are very familiar with the process. We need confirmation, blah, blah. Well, obviously, I confirmed. So I'll be there. I will be at the casino on Sunday, October 8th, for a 1 p.m. poker tournament. I don't know how to play poker, but I'll be there. Great opportunity, Easy. All right. Man, did I feel bad about that. Today, for Who Are These Podcasts, it's going to be Jacktober. Jacktober is Carl Reviews Radio Shows. Carl stole the idea from Opie and Anthony. On the radio, they used to listen to radio shows and make fun of them. In fact, Opie and Anthony made fun of the Free Beer and Hot Wings show way back when. I remember I was so nervous about that. I found out after the fact. Jocktober, Free Beer and Hot Wings, Opie and Anthony. I don't even know if I can find it. Let's see.
Right, well, I gotta go, man.
Let's see. Okay, here we go.
Do that all the time. They're coming from Fox, which is right across the street. And by the time they would come down 6th Avenue, it's like we're waiting for these people to, you know, to come up here.
Right. They could have walked.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, and he's going.
Another amazing story by Danny.
Yeah, I love him.
My God, he just gives and gives.
I'm
like the Elvis Channel.
He just gives and gives.
I was talking to my daughter yesterday, and she said she heard from your sister.
Yes.
She was in. She said Dawn was in the store.
They work for the same company. Who knew that?
Fucking fast.
Isn't that just odd?
It's like we're related.
Oh, they're not?
It's Free Beer. And Jimmy's not going across the street. He's going several blocks away. So he got a car service.
Oh, there you go. Maybe because he's doing the TV also. You should have given him Sam shirt to wear
boy.
On TV.
Okay, Jimmy Norton was doing publicity.
Wipe his ass with it and leave it here?
What's the first channel he's talking to?
I'm not going to tell you. You don't want to know what show it is.
Why?
Because it's Free Beer and Hot Wings.
So?
We've made fun of them multiple times in the past.
Have we? I don't recall that at all.
E-Rock?
Yeah, they're not fans.
Oh, they're not?
Why? Where'd it go wrong?
A while ago.
Where'd it go wrong?
I've heard them say things.
Where'd it go wrong?
Oh, you've heard them say things.
Yeah.
So they started shit with us out of nowhere? What the fuck?
Well, I don't know if that was the case, but...
Where did it all go wrong?
Maybe we thought it was silly to have the name Free Beer and Hot Wings.
Well, that was probably a consultant's job.
That their actual names on the air. It's like, hey, Free Beer.
That's
how you doing, Hot Wings?
Who doesn't love Free Beer and Hot Wings?
Right. Who doesn't love Free Beer and Hot Wings? So they figured if they named themselves that.
Let's build a bridge today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So build a bridge with them and also with Lewis and Floor Wax.
I want to call myself Floor Wax.
He's been
I
want to
call myself
forever.
Sloppy Ass Sex. Because who doesn't like sloppy ass sex?
No one that I've met.
The floor wax dude's been around for a while.
Yeah.
Floor wax.
Yeah, he does a show with Lewis. Lewis and Floor Wax.
Why would you call yourself Floor Wax, though?
I don't know.
That's a silly radio name.
Well, I'm Opie, so I got...
Nah, but you were that before you even got into radio.
12.
You were like, that was your name as a kid.
Yes.
So you grow up with it. I'm sure you're calling him that at...
Kelly. MG. And then they...
Instead of Zane and everything.
Kind of toned him down and made him MG Kelly.
Oh, because machine guns are very... Ew, because machine guns are...
Machine gun Kelly.
That's not politically correct.
That's a great name.
Oh, we're ready to go to Jimmy?
I'm Machine Gun Kelly.
Rumor has it we might be getting Jimmy time.
Oh, yeah?
Very optimistic. Yes. There's a decent chance that Dumber Than Zane trivia gets played tomorrow when we're live and Joe plays instead of Zane and everything gets all stupid.
Is this free beer and hot wings?
This is all going to be weird. Jim Norton will join us at the top of the hour. Lewis Black an hour from now. Fantasy football is back.
Top of the hour.
DraftKings.com is celebrating with millions.
That's okay.
In cash prizes.
We're going to get our stuff together a little bit.
Are we getting him a cake tomorrow?
They were very nice.
It's another buying time.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on? Hi.
All right. That is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.